Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, since he took over that job a few years ago. He is 1-11 against the spread versus AFC North opponents as the head coach of the Browns. The Browns have covered the number once within the division since Stefanski took over. What do we think about that?
The reason you don't hear people cite the straight-up record is because the straight-up record is not bad. It's not anywhere close to the 1-11 ATS that we see. So last 2 years, if we're looking straight up, it goes 3-3 in those divisional matchups. So I think there's a lot of noise behind this ATS record. If part of your handicap is just take the underdog because it's an AFC matchup, just take the underdog. These games are always tight. That's trash that you're putting out there.
And give the ball to Chubb. Makes it look easy. Touchdown.
Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks are with you on a Football Friday. A ton to get into today. A pair of great guests. Patrick Everson's going to join us for Vegas Insider, and Pam Maldonado on some college football. A ton of NFL. We'll get to every game. Sides, all of the Week 3 games coming up here. Contest picks, Survivor, all to come on the show today. But we start with the game last night that was very interesting for a couple of reasons. I mean, actually, there's a few things we got to unpack. I mean, the end we'll start with because, I mean, that was, if you teased the Steelers up, if you had them part of a teaser, you're losing your mind last night, as I saw a lot of people doing. That game fit. It was 23-17. The game was all but over. And then we get a nonsense play, and the Browns fall on the ball in the end zone. 29-17, the final. So the over cashes. The Browns obviously cash, covering the number, wherever you got it at, yesterday or earlier this week. Stefanski covers a game in the AFC North. The Browns are 2-1. Steelers have quarterback issues. And Joe, a lot of people are upset today if they tease that game or tease that total because that went out of whack with a couple seconds ago.
Well, here's the thing. If you did tease that game, if you tease that total, you deserve every bit of it because you're an idiot. Because you don't tease that number. you don't tease totals, and you don't tease games if you went through the zero, if you're going through the seven and the 10. Like, we've talked about this many times. You go through the three and the seven, and that's that. That you deserved what you got. Now, I mean, I didn't hear any conversation about Pittsburgh plus 10.5. It was just kind of one of those things like, oh, you look at the final score. Okay, what happened? Who was impacted? Because the Browns were covering there. That was not... Nothing was probably going to change there because I don't think Trubisky was leading them down the field for a touchdown there at that juncture. The total was already in. So the over was set. So I think a lot of it was people trying to figure, wait. And then Al made the reference. The total closed at 36.5. That was silly how low that number got. But yeah, if you tease that, like, what are you doing? You're just teasing to tease. Just take a side. Just say Stefanski's finally going to cover. If you follow trends or you did that dumb teaser, you lost. Because the other trend thing was the Stefanski thing we heard in the open, which is kind of ridiculous. And even the more you look at it, like involved in that sample of him not covering AFC North games were games when no starters were playing and you have inflated lines. The primetime unders thing, that came to a close, too, with that low total going over. I do wonder if we're going to see a lot of that this week. Like maybe games that aren't expected to be higher scoring games, but these totals are so low after hitting 68% over the first couple of weeks, Aaron. Maybe some of these totals that are sub 42 this week are going to end up hitting the over.
Yeah, I actually just blind bet the over earlier in the week on that game because I was like 38.5. How can this lose? Why not? But what really stood out to me was the Steelers defense. They are struggling and clearly missing TJ Watt. I mean, Brissett was pressured on only 3 of his 23 dropbacks in the first half. We saw Cooper he was able to have a night against the secondary. And that's always been the Steelers' strong point is their defense. Already questions with their offense. Now their defense doesn't look good either. So, I don't know. This Steelers team could be in trouble.
Yeah, they miss TJ Watt. I mean, they don't have a game wrecker. I mean, they generate a little bit of a pass rush, and Alex Highsmith's okay. But they, I mean, he's the best defensive player in the league. You're right there, one of the top two or three. They miss him significantly. You're right, Aaron Brissett last night played well. I mean, his passer rating was 109.6, QBR of almost 70. He played well last night, threw two touchdowns. We were talking about props to him not throwing any touchdowns. He threw one early in that game, and away they go. But it's amazing. I'm with you, Joe. I think this is going to be an over week compared to the first two weeks. It feels like we got low totals, and that game last night started off as a clear over. But I'm, you know, you're in the middle of the fourth quarter. You're like, are we sure this is going over? And obviously, it flew over by the end with a field goal and the extra touchdown. But when the total's so low, you don't need much to get in the range. Like, it was a good first half for both offenses, and then you were there. I mean, it didn't take much at all in the second half. In fact, those teams did nothing in the third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter, and we still went, you know, easily over the number. So if those if these totals are 41, 42, 40 this week, we're going to get some overs.
Like that Saints Panthers. Oof. 40 and a half. Oh, man.
Probably should be with the way those offenses look so far.
Some of these games are gross.
Bears, Texans. Yeah. And we'll talk about all of them coming up on this Football Friday. I can't wait. I've got thoughts on every single game. I'm curious to see if we land on five with Paul. Here's what was a bad beat for some. I'd say a lucky win for others, including me. And I gave this out on Lightning Bets. Kareem Hunt, rushing and receiving. So I was going back and forth. Okay, do I want to do the juice number on one sports book where the number is lower? It's a little juice, but not too much at 60 and a half. Or do I want to do the minus 110 at 64 and a half? I ended up laying a little bit of extra juice, and thank God I did, because that ended up a victory. Kareem Hunt, I took the 60 and a half instead of the 64 on the over, ends up with 61. Total.
And you got it with the rushing.
Wow.
The rushing pushed you over. It was the rushing at the end. He had a catch early because I was looking at his
he hit early on over two and a half receptions. It was not a sweat. It was or even money. So yeah, Kareem Hunt, that was a good choice. But I'm off the sack props now. I've had two swings and misses on those the last couple of weeks. It's a tough market for me, at least. I'm out. I can't do it anymore.
Well, there's a reason. Did you do total sacks, or are you talking about specific player ones?
I just did Myles Garrett over, I think it was like 0.75 again. It was like minus 120, and it didn't hit.
Oh, yeah. And even with the other ones, there's a reason that you get big plus money. Those are hard to hit. Those are very difficult to project.
I'm out.
But Steelers offensive line still bad. I mean, maybe that didn't hit for you, but they are still bad. And I think the quarterback play, it's not just the Pittsburgh side being the storyline here. Brissett's been a lot better than many people expected. And I'll raise my hand on that one because I always thought he was a little overrated by people. But if you look at his numbers right now, he's got one of the lowest interception rates in the league, now at 1.1%. He's top 10 in QBR. He's not ruining the game. And I think, you know, you're kind of taking a veil shot if you say he's a game manager. I think he's a little bit better than a game manager. Like, people would say that about Mitchell Trubisky. Like, no, he stinks. He's not going to make a play for you. And I know the Steelers' defense is rough without Watt. All that is true. But Mark Cooper was looked at as a guy that looked done. And he went over 100 for a touchdown last night. They got the tight end involved with Njoku. He had a big night. He caught just about every single target going his way. And with that strong run game, I think they've got something going here in Cleveland. And when they're a shorter favorite at home against bad defenses like Pittsburgh, I wouldn't mind backing them moving forward.
Yeah, he's certainly done well enough, and he's gotten better each week, right? His first week was kind of rough, like less than 150 yards. The completion percentage wasn't there. But look at the last 2 weeks. I know they lost that game last week, but if the kicker doesn't put the ball off the upright and they can't get the onside kick,
it's not his fault.
3-0. Right, it's not his fault. Yeah. And last night, he played well. I mean, he was easily the best quarterback on the field last night, easily, between him and Mitchell Trubisky. And Mike Tomlin, after the game, says there is no talk about switching quarterbacks. Is this a poker face by Tomlin? They can't go through the whole year with Trubisky. That guy stinks. I mean, he just stinks. He can't, unless the play is broken, and then he moves a little bit, and he gets out of the pocket, and he throws the ball. There's nothing. When he's in the pocket, they have zero chance to move the ball effectively down the field. And if it wasn't for that crazy George Pickens catch last night, again, he's under 200 yards. That catch was ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Odell.
Yeah, people going crazy about his first half. I'm like, he was fine. And what did he do in the second half? That's Mitchell Trubisky right there for you. Here's the thing. With the way this roster is constructed, they have a number of talented receivers, right? And so they're probably not – well, Canada looks like an offensive coordinator that is overmatched, but that's a whole nother story with Pittsburgh. They're not going to put Trubisky in a position – they're not building an offense around Trubisky, right? And if they were, they would go out of their way to use his legs. Or even if they had a smart offensive coordinator, which apparently they don't. Pittsburgh people in Pittsburgh will tell you all about that. Just ask Chris Mack about it. I mean, everybody there hates Canada, and I understand why. Not Canada, Matt Canada. But it's – yeah, his biggest strength is using his legs, getting him constantly on the move. That was always a story. And Matt Nagy, when he was in Chicago, was just like, nope, I'm running my offense. I'm going to do things my way because Uncle Andy told me it's going to work this way. And so that's what I'm going to do. The smart offensive minds, they build around the talent that they have. And if you're going to roll with Trubisky, which just looks like a big waste of time right now, which I can't stand. You take a quarterback in the first round and you're out here wasting time with Mitchell Trubisky. What is the point of this exercise? And if it's true what Tomlin says, see, the way he put it, he's like, that's not my mindset right now. I think he could still make a move if he wants to make a move. You have the long week, and it's the Jets. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? Because on tap, after the Jets, it's at Buffalo, against the Bucs, at Miami, very tough place to play, at Philadelphia, maybe one of the best teams in the NFC, the best according to some, all before you get to your bye. And then out of the bye, you get the Saints, a very tough defensive matchup, Cincinnati, Indianapolis. They don't look good right now, but I think those teams are going to be fine, Aaron, over the long haul. If you don't do it now, the way Tomlin runs things, it feels like it's going to be a long wait for Pickett, and that would be a mistake.
Yeah, I think it's Kenny Pickett time. I mean, I think you got to put him in there and see what you have. And the defense just doesn't look elite either. Like, what do you have to lose at this point? I mean, they're not going to the Super Bowl. You might as well get him in there, mm-hmm. get some reps, and give him time. You know, it's going to take time for him anyway. So I think it's Kenny Pickett. Let's go. I'm ready.
And he's not a 21-year-old that didn't have much college experience. He's 24 years old. He's older than Jalen Hurts. He played a lot of college football. He's not a young kid. Like, plenty of experience, four or five-year starter. Get him on the field. Get him in there. They have 10 days here before the Jets next week at home. I mean, that should be a win either way. They'll be favored in that game. Assuming the Jets lose to the Bengals this week, the Steelers will be favored in that game probably either way. Like, they have some games they should be competitive in. And, you know, to have that kind of quarterback situation, especially when they have those weapons on offense, it was wasting them. You draft George Pickens throwing the ball three times. Like, get in the football. Throw the ball to your receivers. Deontay Johnson's pretty good. It's not good for the Steelers right now. Browns get to 2-1, and we got a lot of football to talk about today. But we'll get to the games coming up. We'll start rolling through all of them in a few minutes. But what about this Tom Brady finger injury? This is interesting. Tom Brady, reporter, said he was shaking out his hand at practice. He was on his podcast with was it Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald. He mentioned that he banged it up during the Saints game. He's fine. But I wonder if this also was part of the total on this game, Aaron, that everyone just assumes this is a low-scoring game, that it's moving towards the Packers with the line. Brady's finger is bothering him now.
Doesn't it just feel like Tom Brady should have just walked off into the sunset and stayed? I
he
mean,
did.
The way everything
he did.
stay there. This doesn't have a great feeling all around this situation. It's just been like news after news after news that is not positive for Tom Brady and the Bucks. It's hard to be excited about where this team is headed. And really, I don't think it's going to tarnish his legacy, but I would have liked to see Tom Brady like go out on top, not like this. I mean, now we're hearing about reported marriage issues, his finger injury, all these injuries on the team. Like, this is not a good look.
Tom Brady's dad says it's our fault. We pushed him back into making some sort of an announcement immediately after he retired. It's all our fault. I will say the other day, the Masked Singer was on the television. And then all of a sudden, as the judges were talking, they're like, is that Tom Brady? I'm like, oh, wait. That grabbed my, I like ran over to the TV. I'm like, wait a second, is this live? What happened? Who is that? How tall is he? I'm like, wait, maybe we were all right from the start. It was all about the Masked Singer. But it was not. William Shatner was the first one of the night that they.
I got to watch this. I got to queue up the DVR then. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily. We'll start
spoiler alert.
Every week 3 NFL game next on the BetQL Network.